Mark Zuckerberg's Meta pushes to become an AI-native company. By Lucas Nolan on March 27, 2026. Mark Zuckerberg's Meta has established specific goals for employee adoption of AI tools, including targets for how much code engineers should write using AI assistance, according to internal documents obtained by Business Insider. Business Insider reports that Meta has set concrete targets for employee AI usage as part of CEO Mark Zuckerberg's initiative to transform the company into what he calls an AI-native organization. An internal document reviewed by Business Insider reveals specific goals for different teams regarding their use of AI tools for tasks including software coding. The document, created by Meta employees to collect information about AI adoption goals from various organizations, includes targets set in late 2025 and for 2026. The goals demonstrate how tech companies are implementing various strategies to encourage staff to embrace AI technologies, from performance review integration to competitive leaderboards. According to the document, Meta's creation organization, which handles core creative experiences, established a goal for the first half of 2026 requiring 65% of engineers to write more than 75% of their committed code using AI assistance. Committed code refers to code that has been saved and tracked within a project's version control system. The scalable machine learning organization, focused on AI models and infrastructure, set a February 2026 target of achieving 50 to 80% AI-assisted code. However, a comment from a senior engineering manager noted alongside this goal indicated that the team was not tracking this metric through formal measurements. For the fourth quarter of 2025, the document outlined several company-wide goals for central products, a horizontal organization spanning major platforms including Messenger, WhatsApp, and Facebook. One objective targeted 80% adoption of AI tools such as DevMate, MetaMate, and Google's Gemini among mid- to senior-level engineers. The document noted that this particular goal emphasized tool adoption rather than the percentage of code written by AI. Another target specified that 55% of code changes from software engineers across central product organizations should be agent-assisted. The document did not clarify whether these goals are directly tied to employee performance reviews. A Meta spokesperson confirmed to Business Insider that AI adoption is a known priority within the company. It's well known that this is a priority and we're focused on using AI to help employees with their day-to-day work, the spokesperson said. They added that Meta's performance program focuses on rewarding the impact generated from AI tools rather than merely tracking usage metrics. Zuckerberg has been aggressively pursuing his vision of making Meta an AI-native company. Business Insider previously reported that Meta began tying employee performance evaluations to AI usage, and staff members are now using the company's internal AI bot to write peer reviews. In a recent development, the company rebranded certain employees within a Reality Labs division with new titles: AI Builder, AI Pod Lead, or AI Org Lead. This change accompanies Meta's broader shift towards smaller teams and a flatter organizational structure. A memo about these changes, reviewed by Business Insider, stated, "Our ultimate goal is to drive a step change in engineering productivity and product quality. To achieve this, we're fundamentally rewiring how we operate, how we are structured, and how we support each other." On Tuesday, Meta Chief Technology Officer Andrew Bosworth informed staff that he would assume leadership of Meta's AI for Work initiative, designed to accelerate internal adoption of AI tools. This announcement was detailed in a memo reviewed by Business Insider and initially reported by The Wall Street Journal. The AI adoption push coincides with workforce adjustments at Meta. The company laid off several hundred employees across Reality Labs and other organizations this week, continuing a pattern of restructuring as it reshapes its operations around AI priorities. The sweeping adoption of AI at Meta is a signal to all Americans to prepare for the impact of AI on the job market. This is a major topic of Wynton Hall's instant bestseller, Code Red, The Left, The Right, China, and The Race to Control AI. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, who was named one of Time's 100 most influential people in AI, praised Code Red as a must-read. She added, "Few understand our conservative fight against big tech as Hall does. making him uniquely qualified to examine how we can best utilize AI's enormous potential, while ensuring it does not exploit kids, creators, and conservatives. Award-winning investigative journalist and public founder Michael Schellenberger calls Code Red illuminating, alarming, and describes the book as an essential conversation starter for those hoping to subvert big tech's autocratic plans before it's too late. Read more at Business Insider here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.